We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to deal with three classifications of Nazirim. Number one is what we call a Nazir Lizman Katsuv, where a person says, let's say, Hareini Nazir, he just says it's Stam, where we know Nazir is Stam, Nazir is Shlosh Yom, there's a 30 days. Or let's say he said, Hareini Nazir Kach V'Kach Zman, I'm going to be a Nazir for a certain amount of time. This type of Naziris is mentioned in the Torah. As we mentioned in the previous mission in the introduction, this is category Nazir Lizman Katsuv. Number two is the category of Nazir Shimshon. This is where someone says, Hareini Nazir Shimshon, I take upon myself to be a Nazir Shimshon. We know Shimshon was a Nazir Mibetan Imo from conception, based on the words of the Malach in Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Gilma through Hay. The Malach appears to Eishes Manoach and tells her your akarav alo yaladit, but now you're going to become pregnant, you'll have a child. And then he says morolo yalarosho, he's not going to cut his hair. And kinizir elukim yanar min habetem. So that's part of it. And he also says he's shamrina valtishti yain v'shechar v'atochli kol tamei. So he mentions now there's no mention about becoming coming contact with the dead. We have the prohibition against wine and intoxicating yain v'shechar, intoxicating drinks. And then we have, in addition to that, he mentions that he shouldn't be cutting his hair, but that's all. That's a Nazir Shimshon. That is category number two. And number three is what we call a Nazir Olam. So once again, category number one is a Nazir Lizman Katsuv, a fixed amount of time. Category two is Nazir Shimshon. Category three is Nazir Olam, where someone takes upon himself not Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, but rather Hareini Nazir Olam, or Hareini Nazir Kolimei Chayai. Gemara says that Avshalom ben David was a Nazir Olam. So what's the difference between these different categories? Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir min hachartzanim, umin hazagim, umin hatiglachas, umin hatoma, hareze Nazir, v'chol dikduke Naziris olav. You have a person says, Hareini Nazir min hachartzanim. Hachartzanim, the Pasuk says, In the context of Nazir, mechartzanim va'adzag lo yochel. So part of what a Nazir is not permitted to consume is not only the wine, the grape juice, the grapes, but even the grape seeds and the grape skins. What zag is and what chartzanim is, that's a debate we'll learn a little bit later. That includes the seeds and includes the skins as well. So he have a person who takes upon himself, I'm a Nazir from the seeds and from the skins of grapes. So the mystery is here to tell us that such a person is considered a full Nazir, full-fledged Nazir. Someone who says, I'm a Nazir min hatiglachas, because it says in the Chumash, kol yimei neder nizro tar lo yavor al rosho. So that's only one of the halachos of a Nazir, one of the prohibitions of a Nazir, yet that person is considered to have taken upon himself all of Nazirs. Or let's say he says, Hareini Nazir min hatuma, because that's one of the halachos. Kol yimei haziro la'ashem, the Pasuk says, al nefesh meis lo yavo lo'aviv ulimo lo'achiv la'achoso, lo yitama lahem imosam, just like a Kohen Gadol cannot come in contact with the dead, even the seven closest relatives. So here the Mishnah is telling us that if a person specified in his neder nazirus one of the laws, the details of the laws of nazirus, hareiz the nazir. It's no different than taking upon himself regular nazirus and saying hareini nazir. And v'chol diktuk de nazirus alav, it means he has to observe all of them. The fact that he mentioned, oh, I'm becoming a nazir, I'm a nazir min ha chartzanim, that doesn't mean he's only prohibited to have grapes and wine. No, he's not allowed to cut his hair, can't come in contact with the dead. Same thing, I'm a Nazir min hatoma. That doesn't mean that it's a prohibition against coming in contact with the dead. He has to take upon himself all of Naziris, tiglachas, not cutting the hair, and of course not having anything that's from grapes. So that's what the Mishnah means, Hareini kishimshon. Let's say a person takes upon himself Nazir shimshon. He says Hareini kishimshon, but there's other languages that imply a neder Naziris. He says, Kiben Manoach, because that which Shimshon was Manoach's son. Kibal Delilah, he was married to Delilah. Or Kamisha Akar Dalsos Aza, like the one who uprooted the doors of Aza. Kamisha Nikru Plishtim Esenov, I take upon myself to be a Nazir, like the one who the Plishtim poked out his eyes. So a person who takes upon himself Nazir Shimshon in any one of these languages, or he just says Hareini Kishimshon, Hareini Kiben Manoach, Hareini Kibal Delilah, any one of these things, this is neder nazira. Some say that we're speaking about a case where he says Hareini Kishimshon ben Manoach, and then he adds on Baal Delilah, or Hareini Kishimshon ben Manoach she'akar dalsos aza. And in this case, it's clear that he has kavana to be a Nazir Shimshon. That's the way Tosus understands what's happening here, that maybe Kibal Delilah would not be sufficient. It's only where he says Hareini Kishimshon and then adds on Baal Delilah, then we know he's definitely going to be, he wants to be a Nazir Shimshon. So says the Mishnah, either way, however we understand the Mishnah, Harei is a Nazir Shimshon, and all of Nazir Shimshon applies to him, and he's therefore Nazir for his entire life. Of course, we then have to ask the question what the difference is between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. So such as the Gemara says, in fact, we should add into the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Olam, Harehu Nazir Kol Yamav, and therefore, if that's so, ask the Mishnah, Bam Be Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon. Then what's the difference between them? Well, you understand the first categories is Nazir Lizman Katsuv, a fixed time. Very nice. But then we have Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam, two other categories. What's the difference? And the Mishnah explains, Hich Bitsaro, Mekel Abatar. So Nazir Olam, rather, Nazir Olam, if his hair is getting literally very heavy, so he's out to lighten it a little bit by cutting some of it off once every 12 months, as we see by Avshalom, who was in Nazir Olam. In Shmuel Beis Perek Yudalet, it says, Uvigal Cho Esro Shova Yomi Ketz Yamim Le Yamim Ashi Galeach Ki Chavir Olav Vigal Cho. What would he do? He would shave his head, he would cut his head, Ketz Yamim, we assume that means every year. That's number one, Umevi. And on the day that he cuts off some of his hair to make it a little bit lighter, more manageable, he brings Shalosh Behemos, three karbanos, a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. Just like a Nazir Lizman Katsuv on Biyom Melosi Mein Nizro, when he cuts his hair, he has to bring those karbanos. He has to bring that as well, the Nazir Olam, on the day that he cuts his hair, the once a year. Vim Nitma, and if the Nazir Olam becomes Tamei Meis, maybe Karban Tuma. He has to bring, this is not allowed to become Tamei. And the same way a Nazir, a regular Nazir brings a Karban Tuma, two Torim, O Shnei B'nei Yonah, turtle, doves, pigeons, whatever it may be, Echad L'chatos V'Echad L'Ola, and a keves ben shenasola asham, as we have in Parshas Nazir, that applies as well to the Nazir Olam. But Nazir Shimshon, hichbid saro eino mekel. He has to let his hair grow his whole life. It says, umoro lo yala al rosho in Shoftim Perek Yud Gimel, which means he can never cut his hair, even if it's not manageable. V'nitma became tamei meis, eino mevi karban tuma. And if he comes to Tamemes, he doesn't bring a karban tuma. The Gemara says, it sounds like bidi'evin. It's not really bidi'evin. Even l'chatchila, a Nazir Shimshon is out to become Tamei Lemes, because we know Shimshon himself, he killed Polishtim, removed their clothing, and obviously it's mutter to become Tamemes. That prohibition does not apply to a Nazir Shimshon. And the language of di'evin, it sounds like, and if he became Tamei, he doesn't become a tuma. That's only to contrast him with the Nazir Olam. But really, Nazir Shimshon, l'chatchila even, can become Tamei Meis. And the Rambam writes that. There's a quote from the Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus Paragimel, Halachos Yud Gimel to Yud Dalid. Shimshon lo haya Nazir Gomer, says the Rambam. Sharei lo nadar menazir. He never took upon himself the neder Nazirus. Elaha malach ifrisho benatoma. V'keitzar ha'yodino. So what was his halacha, says the Rambam? Haya asru b'yayin, v'asru b'tiglachas. But umutur li Tamei Lemeisim, even l'chatchila, can come Tamei Meis. V'davar zeh, says the Rambam, halacha mipi hakabala. L'fikach, misha amar hareini nazir kishimshon. What's the halacha, a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir LaShimshon, Hareine ze Nazir min hatiglachas umin hayayin le'olam, ve'ino megaleach kol shrei masar chodesh kishar nizir olam. He's not allowed to cut his hair once every 12 months like nizir olam, umutru litame le'mesim. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the Nazir Lizman Katsuf. We already mentioned Aziris cannot be less than 30 days. And that's whether he says, I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days, or he says, Hareini Nazir, we assume Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. A person, though, can accept upon himself more than one Naziris. Let's say a person says, Hareini Nazir Shtayim, or Hareini Nazir Sholosh. So here he's Chayiv in two or three Nazirios, each one of them being 30 days. And that means after each of the 30 days, he cuts his hair, he brings the special karbanos, and then starts counting the next one. Person can also accept upon himself one naziris for more than 30 days, 31 days, 40 days, etc. And of course, then that naziris will take effect for that for the balance of that time. Says the Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Stam naziris, shloshim yom. Person who says, Hareini Nazir, doesn't specify how long. He's a nazir for 30 days. And the Rambam says, V'davar zeh halacha mibi. Kabbalah. This is a tradition that we have. But there's an asmachta, the Gemara says, mean we find support for this or a hint for this in the pasuk, because it says, Kadosh Yihyeh, Gadel Peres Arosho, Yihyeh, Begematria is 30. Amar, let's say in the Mishnah continued person says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, I'm going to be a Nazir, one large Naziris, or Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, or a small Naziris, Afilu Mikan Vasof Ha'olam, meaning even if he accepted upon himself one Nazir, and he said the language of Hareini Nazir Achas Mikan Vat Sofa Olam, from now until the end of the world, the end of the earth. So how long is he a Nazir for? He says, oh, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, a large Naziris. He didn't specify how long, so maybe a large Naziris means more than 30 days. Naziris Ketana, maybe that's less than 30 days. And he said, oh, I'm taking upon myself a Naziris Gedola from here till the end of the world. It's got to be more than 30 days. Says the Mishnah, no, Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's a Nazir for only 30 days since he didn't specify how long, and he just said Gedola or Ketana, and even Mikan Sofa Olam, only Naziris for 30 days. Aye, how do you explain that? So you could say, even the guy who said Mikan Vat Sof Olam, that's not there to describe the length of his Naziris, that he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life, but rather the Naziris he takes upon himself is so strict in his mind, in his eyes, it feels like it's Mikan Vat Sof Olam. We don't have any other interpretation than Stam Naziris is 30 days. What if a person says, Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad? I'm a Nazir and one day. Or Hareini Nazir Visha Achas. I'm a Nazir 1 hour. Hareini Nazir Achas Umechza. I'm going to be a Nazir, one full Naziris and a Chatzin Naziris. Harezen, all of these cases, Nazir Shtayim. It's two Nazirios, each one being 30 days, as if he said, I'm going to be a Nazir Achas and another Naziris. Why? Because when he says, let's say that first case, Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad, what he's really saying is, Hareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, one full Naziris for 30 days. And then I'm going to be a Nazir for 1 day. Now that second Naziris, you can't be a Nazir for 1 day. So if you had one full Naziris of 30 days, and then he says, then I'm going to be a Nazir for 1 day, that 1 day is 30 days. Or L'sha Achas, or a Naziris and a half, since each Naziris, Naziris minimally is 30 days, he basically has added on a whole other Naziris by adding on a day, an hour, etc. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom M'sha Achas. Here he didn't say Hareini Nazir V'Shah Achas, where the way we interpret it to be Hareini Nazir for one Naziris, which is going to be 30 days, and then another hour, which ends up being another 30 days. But rather, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Shah Achas. He specified a 30-day Naziris, 30 days and 1 hour. So a person has the ability to accept upon himself longer than a 30-day Nazirus. So how long is he a Nazir for? Nazir Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. He is going to be a Nazir for 31 days. I said Sha'achas. Sha'achas, there is no shows. Says the Mishnah, She'ein Nozrim L'shows. Parshas Nazir says, Yemein Izro, and Yomim V'lo Shows. And therefore, being a Nazir Shloshim Sha'achas ends up being a Nazirus for 31 days.